For 13 years, the Jacob Javits Center on Manhattan's West Side has hosted New York Comic-Con. Thousands of attendees, most in costume, walking shoulder to shoulder to get a peek at their favorite comic book, actor, artist, writer, or at an exclusive trailer. And it's all possible thanks to a Connecticut company. ReadPop, headquartered in Norwalk, has become the backbone of pop culture. Connecticut Public Radio's Carlos Mejia reports.
Feeling like an outsider is impossible at New York Comic-Con.
We're looking out the window of our show floor right now, and it's busy.
That's Mike Armstrong. He's the events director at ReadPop.
People are having fun. Exhibitors are making money, friends are being made, and connections are being made, and I don't see too many people walking around on their cell phone oblivious to the world, and that's a good sign for me.
We're sitting inside the offices of the Jacob Javits Center, overlooking the hundreds of thousands of attendees behind a glass wall where the noise of the con bleeds through. Norwalk native Armstrong has been with the company for 10 years, nine of which he spent working on New York Comic Con. To the 250,000 people attending the four-day event, he said the location of their Norwalk office just doesn't matter.
I think they care about having a fun experience and being able to see all the stuff that they want to see when they get here. And the hub of that is coming out of Norwalk, Connecticut, which, it doesn't seem like it makes much sense, but we are a passionate group of fans working in Norwalk, Connecticut to build the best fan experiences that we can around the world.
And that fan experience is showing no signs of slowing down. Stephanie Greenfield dresses Harley Quinn from Suicide Squad, and Lucas Goley, dressed as a Mandalorian from Star Wars, are both attending New York Comic Con together for their second time, and they couldn't imagine missing it.
It's so much fun to make the costumes, so I just keep kind of going further and further with it, making everything, and getting to be someone else for a day and be recognized as to how awesome it is, it's really cool.
Oh man, you can't beat this. Look at this. Everybody's dressed up in their alter egos. Everybody wants to be these characters in their normal life, but you know, this is where you can actually do it and you actually get into the role of it. I mean, if Star Wars was real, I'd probably be this.
But what about Connecticut? As recently as this summer, Terrificon and Comic-Con held weekend-long events at Mohegan Sun and Foxwoods Casino. Both events attracted big crowds, notable guests, and of course, hundreds of cosplayers. Armstrong says those events are just helping the fan base grow.
I really love strong local shows because when you're an emerging fan, when you see a local convention that it might be easy to get a ticket to, they deliver a good fan experience. I love that because that means that we're getting new fans in the pipeline. And when we get a good pipeline of fans, that means that one day they're going to want to go to one of the biggest shows in the country, and that's New York Comic Con or that's C2E2 in Chicago.
And that's exactly what New York Comic Con needs. Next year, the event will span to venues across New York City, so they're going to need a lot more cosplayers to attend. Carlos Mejia, Connecticut Public Radio.